This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, this is a tough fight, this perversion of the preserving of the morals. This is a tough fight. The Catholic Church has got its sexual deviance and perverts in it. And we all know that for a fact. It's been covered up for decades. And the trans, gay, bi movement is becoming more and more entrenched in schools. And it seems that the school systems don't seem to want to do anything about it. Maybe they're afraid to. So let's say you have a home in a neighborhood. And there's a, we'll call it the neighborhood pool. And you become a member to use the pool, and you pay your $150 a year, whatever the fee may be. And that's to have somebody vacuum the pool and fill the pool with water and add the chemicals, and so that y'all don't get diseases from swimming in the pool. And then one of these target-clad homosexuals shows up in this multicolored woman's bathing suit, and it's a guy, and he has what looks like a male anatomy, but it's in a female bathing suit. What would you do? Well, in my case, I would call the president of the pool association, and I'd say, this is what's going on, and here's a picture of it. I'm sure you all know about it, so what are you going to do about it? And if the president says, you know what, he has a right to dress in a bikini if he wants. He has a right to wear a woman's bathing suit and sashay around the pool. And he has a right to do that just as much as everyone else who is a member has a right to come and use the pool. And that might be his response. So then what would your response be? Well, a couple things. One, write a letter to the editor of the local newspaper and include some pictures and say this is what the president of the organization is allowing, with a picture of this guy in a woman's bathing suit, and then here is my letter to the president canceling my membership and demanding a refund for the unused balance. That's what I would do. Kyle, back to you.
You know, Vince, the caller that just called in he's got some good points, but he's got some points that I completely disagree with, and I just can't let that go. The Supreme Court stopping Roe v. Wade, or at least turning it back, you know, it's a somewhat conservative court. Are they perfect? Not even close. Too many of them, the swing votes are bought off. I agree with that. Did the last president, Trump, do everything perfect? And one of the things you said, you know, when he come into office, he said he was going to drain the swamp. But what he didn't realize is that he got dropped into a swamp full of alligators. And like you said, you have said, it's all corrupt from the start to the finish. We need to gut the entire thing. But I will say this, the economy... I know businesses around here that weren't out of business, that used to be in business, that were doing great under Trump, and they're out of business now. You know, just so the destruction and borrowing more money. I think it was Herbert Hoover that said you can't spend your way to prosperity. The reality is that that is a fact. You can build a business like you've done before and I've done before, and you build it a little at the time. You keep adding to your assets. You keep building up reserve. You keep building it. It's a building process. It is not a borrowing process. You cannot borrow your way to prosperity. So I don't agree on raising this. I realize we have to raise the debt limit in order to maintain this facade of society that we've got going on right now, because nobody is willing to pay the pain to be able to fix this in this country now. Nobody's willing to do that, because I think they're gutless. That's my opinion.
And there's some very good points. One is we don't want to trash the dollar. We really don't want to. We want it to still be the reserve currency of the world. That should be a pretty important goal, just to preserve the dollar's respect around the world. But if we borrow this time, borrow more, raise the debt ceiling more, and we raise the debt ceiling next time, and that's how we got into this mess. At some point, we have to stop borrowing. We have to stop this. And the way to do that is to spend less. So what's happening is I don't see fewer people working in government anymore, even around here, even the local county. There's more people than there have ever been. Why? What happened? And here's the problem. So the Federal Reserve says they have a target rate of inflation of 2%. That's what they say. That means that they are inflating the currency 2% every year. That means that, and they say growth, you know, why do we have to have growth? Why? Someone has to explain that to me, because I don't understand why we have to have growth. Why can't we stay the way we are? You know, before 1913, there was no such thing as inflation. No such thing. Prices were stable. You didn't have to run to the store today because it's going to be more expensive tomorrow. You didn't have to do that. You knew that prices were stable. You know, when I was a child, first-class postage stamps and mail would be delivered pretty much anywhere in the country within 3 days. And the first-rate postage stamp was 4 cents, F-O-U-R. Okay? What has happened since then? Well, somewhere around 1971, the United States Post Office became the United States Postal Service. And it's like a quasi-government private organization. And now it's way over 50 cents, knocking on the doors of 60 cents for that same 4 cent stamp. So what's happened is the Federal Reserve, combined with Congress, has allowed the inflation to progress. You know, my parents, I looked at the house, the location where my parents built their first house on a third of an acre in the East Coast. $17,000, I think $500 was the price that they paid for the house, brand new house, around 1950. I thought, you know, I'd love to go see that lot. And I went on the internet and I looked up the address, and the house is demolished. It was a quality built. That's when they put plank boards on the floor and they put it diagonally, not straight across, not plywood, plank floors, and they nailed them diagonally for strength. And when they put the walls up, the siding on the exterior, diagonal boards for strength. Much harder to cut, much more time. And when you bought nails, you bought them by the keg, a wooden keg of nails. And they were hammered in by hand. And a lot of sawing was done by hand. So this house was built the hard way, and it was a really nice, well-built, strong house. But it was demolished by the new owners, and they put up a McMansion on a third of an acre. And I don't know how you do that, but they were able to do it and still fit a small driveway in there. So this $17,500 house in 1950 is now knocking on the doors of like $750,000. The average price of a home in the United States of America has gone up in 1 year under Joe, $93,000. The American dream is over. The young people, there's no way, even with these enormous, ridiculous salaries that some are getting, there's no way after taxes that they're going to be able to do what their parents did. They're not going to be able to do what the baby boomer generation did in terms of work hard, get a good job, prove your worth, get the raise, buy the house, you know, the American dream. There's no way they're going to be able to do that for the average person. We're in debt up to our eyeballs, and borrowing more money is not going to fix that. And when the $600 checks were handed out by the Fed saying, you know, we're going to give you $600, people thought, this is great. They spend it like it was free money, and now we're paying for it. And we said this was going to happen, and here it is. I don't see any way out of this, Kyle. I really don't, until we have a full-fledged collapse, and then we rebuild from the ashes. I'm not looking forward to it, but I see in our future, and I believe it's already started, and I've said this for a couple of years now, and I'm not changing my tune. It's immutable, my position on this. The second American Revolution combined with the second American Civil War has already started. It's not full-fledged shooting yet, but there's skirmishes all around the edges of it, and people have had it. They've absolutely had it, and we don't have any leadership. And literally, all a leader has to do, I'm talking about Joe, all he has to say is, really, boys and girls, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We need to plan our families. We just can't bang out children with reckless abandon and expect the government to pay for it, which is your neighbors. We can't let people buy electric cars because Elon Musk thinks it's cool and destroy our power grid. We can't do these things. So we're not going to let it happen. But what we could do is we could reduce, reuse, and recycle. But he doesn't have the mental capacity to tell people that. And his handlers aren't smart enough to know that, because they live in a lying cesspool called Washington, D.C. If you look at... I know I'm on the soapbox, and I'm going to jump
off.
No,
it's all right. You go for it.
Well, I've been to Washington, D.C., and I've seen something, and I've said this just maybe a handful of times since I've been broadcasting, but I've seen accidents, like, it's impossible to have these accidents. Actually, we'll call them car. They're not accidents. They're greed behind the wheel. So people in Washington, D.C. are so me first that if they look in the rearview mirror and they see the guy behind them trying to pass them, they will jerk the steering wheel to get in a position where the guy behind them can't pass them. So they will crash the front left and front right quarter panels. Now, very rarely do you see the front quarter panel being crushed from the side. You don't see that. But in Washington, D.C., you do. And why is that? Because these people are using their vehicles as motorized missiles. They're crashing into each other because, get out of my way. Just like the commercial. Road rage. That's what's happening in Washington, D.C. And this, Washington, D.C. is a cesspool of liars and cheats and thieves and corrupt people and people who bribe and people who accept bribes. And because of all that, including Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, accepting favors, that never happened before. The Supreme Court was beyond reproach. Not anymore. Now, every single institution, and it doesn't matter what three-letter agency it is, ABC, CBS, IRS, FBI, CIA, NSA, the police department, nobody trusts that we, the villagers, don't have any respect nor trust. And it's not because we were born that way. It's because those agencies have earned our distrust. And here we are. And we've got a mentally incompetent guy who's saying, 4 more years, because I want to finish what we started. Really, the destruction of the greatest country in the history of the world. He wants to finish it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, and another thing. Bill Clinton wanted free trade, okay? He wanted to reduce tariffs. He got his way. And so what happened? Well, he said, we're going to win by technology. Really? The Chinese are stealing our technology. They are pirating our technology. The Asians are pirating our technology. We don't have the manufacturing base because we gave it away, because we let other countries to sell their products in the United States through unfair competition and dumping. So this dumping that was sanctioned by other countries' governments has caused the United States to lose the manufacturing base that we used to have. We used to be the number one steel producer. We won World War II because we were innovative and we had the manufacturing capability. We don't have that anymore. What company makes steel in the United States anymore? Okay. So what has happened by not having tariffs on imported products? We have allowed these cheap products to flood our marketplace. Substandard products, mostly from China. Substandard, lousy products that don't last very long. So what do we have in Lowe's and Home Depot and these other big box stores, including Sam's Club? We have Asian appliances. We used to own the appliance market. We used to own the automobile market. We've lost our way. We've outsourced the manufacturing of so many components, we can't make anything. I'm looking at the studio desk. I've got a phone that comes from China. I have an antique Technics by Panasonic receiver that I use to play through a pair of speakers made by or labeled JBL that are hung on the wall in the studio. China. The Technics by Panasonic 40-something-year-old receiver made in Japan. The Sony DVD player made in China. The Dell monitors that I have in front of me made in China. The keyboards made in China. The computers made in China. Even some of the wiring and cables made in China. Now, what's not made in China is the antique desk that I'm using in the studio. It's an old library table. Paid $40 for it decades ago. It's a large desk. And that's not made in China. But the microphone I'm using, an Electro Voice microphone, the same one that you see Rush Limbaugh, he had a gold-plated version of it. Same microphone, Electro Voice microphone, a great microphone made in China. It used to be. And my camera that I'm taking pictures of, the campsite and posting it on the Internet, China. Even safety glasses. Safety glasses around the farm, flashlights, China. Vitamins, some of them come from China. Coffee mugs come from China. You're going to be hard-pressed to buy anything that's not made in China. And when Joe and company decide to escalate this thing into a full-fledged shooting World War III, we're going to be out of everything, including the machinery to put your peaches in when you buy canned peaches. And the glue for the can. And the spray-on liner for the can. And the labels for the can. And the machine that makes the labels for the can. And the ink that's used by the machine that makes the labels for the can. We're not going to have anything, Joe. And he's the most qualified guy, according to Joe, to be president. Because he's been doing it the longest. He has been stealing from everybody longer than anybody else. So he's the most qualified. I'm going to get off the soapbox before I get myself shot.
Well, I completely agree, Vince. Yeah, and folks, as far as preparedness goes, think about just the things Vince just said. Everything you find, everything you have, that car you're driving that was made in Japan, or even if it's an older Chevy or Ford or Chrysler, one of those, think of the parts now that we don't make. Think of anything you've got and then realize we don't make it. So can you do with it or can you do without it? You know, Vince, you were talking earlier. I wanted to jump back on this before I forget it. I'll hit it after the break. Talking about people.
Yeah.
And looking at people.
Yeah. And then maybe we can talk about ball bearings for a minute. You know, there's an episode of Combat where the GIs found a German ball bearing factory. And they said, ball bearings, we got to get these. We got to bomb that. Because without ball bearings, nothing moves.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Twitter breaks yesterday after Ron DeSantis' much-hyped presidential announcement with Elon Musk went live on Twitter Spaces. officially GOP presidential candidate DeSantis, after filing the necessary paperwork yesterday, went on Fox News last night.
I'm running to lead a great American comeback. We know the country's on the wrong track. We see it with our eyes. We feel it in our bones. We see the border being overrun. We see crime infesting the cities. We see the federal government making it more difficult for families to make ends meet. And we have a president who is a listless vessel.
Florida sweeps Carolina to advance to the National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas and Dallas will skate tonight. The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has died following a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland, yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle, I just want to tell you that you did it again. Another record-setting broadcast in both live streaming and podcast simultaneously. Well done. Back to you.
Well, I wanted to touch on a couple of things here, folks. Number one, so DeSantis announces he's going to run for president. Everybody, $1 million in 1 hour. Let me ask you. I'm gonna mention something that I've mentioned before. Louis L'Amour's quote: Many men look, but very few see. That means the ability to perceive. And I've added to that, many men listen, but very few hear. They're not willing or not able to take it inside of them, process the information, and then come up with another reasonable conclusion that goes against the normalcy bias that lives in their brain. And it lives there like an entity. You have to realize that it's in all of us. Do you really think that the 11 million people that have crossed our southern border, and you've got another year and a half of this happening, do you really think DeSantis or Trump is going to stop that, in a sense, that be able to deal with those people? Short of complete anarchy and bringing the military back from wherever it is in the world and putting them on the northern border and start working their way south and say anybody that's here illegally or that don't have a green card is going to be put back, jailed, or shot if you resist. Short of that, do you really think anything is going to be able to handle this? The financial collapse that's coming for this nation is inevitable, just exactly like Vince has said. There's no stopping it. So you better think, we don't make nothing, we don't manufacture nothing, we don't produce nothing, and we're being overrun by immoral, illegitimate people. The reality is it's going to have to come down to be reset. And when it resets, the people that are in power now are setting up protocols to be able to take even more power. The reset they're planning on is for them to have total control. That's their reset. So what I'm talking about, what I'm trying to say is this. You better get, you know, it used to be that if you had two, you had one, you know, but with all this Chinese garbage that we've got in this country, three is one. That's the reality of the garbage that China produces for us to consume. If you've got three of whatever it is, you've got one. In a long-term situation, you better have three of them. You better have ways to be able to make do with what you've got or do without. That means living like your grandparents. You better be able to live that way on a consistent basis for long term. And I'll give you one other thing. This has to go back with who you let in to your MAG unit, your mutual help group, however you want to put it. Vince said earlier about, you know, if you had a string of earrings going up your ear or nose ring, or you come up, showed up in flip-flops or loafers. They got that name for a reason, by the way, loafers, because the reality is people recognize that what people were doing when they were wearing those goofy things, that they weren't good for anything. They were just good for loafing around. That's where they come from. So what I'm trying to say is this. When my kids were little, I remember my oldest daughter talking to me and saying, Dad, you can't read a book. You can't judge a book by its cover, because we were talking about a particular person. And I told her, I said, hun, the ability to look at someone and be able and listen to them, be able to look at someone and listen to them just for a very short period of time, is kind of like the ability to take a book, open it to the back page, and read the synopsis of the synopsis of what the whole book is going to be about. So you might not be able to totally read the book, but you can get a real good idea about the direction it's headed. And when I am dealing in situations, if I have to deal in situations where I have to make a decision based on just looking at someone or talking to someone in a very short amount of time, you better believe I am perceiving and listening intently to pick up on nuances in their behavior, their mannerisms, and their words that give me a good direction, a good idea of which way that book is headed. And I am going to make a decision based on that perception as to whether or not I'm going to allow them into an inner circle or that where I'm going to allow them in any confidence that I have. So there's something you should consider. This thing ain't going to be turned around. It isn't. And when you've got someone that is flaky from the start running the country, you cannot expect anything but flaky behavior for the rest of the next year and a half. And there isn't no telling. If we end up, just like Vince said, if we end up in a war at China or even at odds, let's just say it doesn't escalate into a full-blown nuclear war. Let's just say it ends up into some kind of a quote-unquote sanction. You know, that is sort of like you're on an IV drip that is keeping you alive, and all of a sudden you decide you're going to sanction that IV drip. If this isn't some of the most stupid, pre-planned destruction for this country, that's all that there is. If you can you see that, please? It's planned destruction. It's not trying to punish them for some kind of aggression that they're showing. The whole objective of this thing, the whole chess game, the 3D chess game of everything that's happening is the destruction of this country. We are the last bastion of freedom left on the planet. And with us gone and broken, they can take over everything, and that is their plan and their goal. Your comments, Vince?
Yeah, yeah. Here are some concrete examples that I know of for a fact that are destroying our country. So we're talking about automobiles and, you know, the content. There is no such thing as a United States manufactured automobile. There's no such thing. The closest we could say is assembled in the United States, which means assembled from parts that come from the United States and parts that come from the other parts of the world. There is no such thing as a completely manufactured automobile from the United States. No such thing. Well, maybe from the United States, but not with, maybe it was assembled here, but it's from here, but not with U.S. all USA manufactured components. And here are just some of the examples that I have found in replacement parts for automobiles. So we work on cars. So this is not something I read about. This is something I know for a fact. When it comes to replacement parts, here are parts that come from China. And y'all have bought some of these parts. No question about it. Water, and if you can buy them from USA companies. You know, and they have brand names that sound like USA companies, like AutoZone, water pumps, gaskets, spark plugs. You can buy Bosch spark plugs that are made in China. How's that possible? Bosch used to be a premium German brand. Valve cover gaskets, ignition wires, fan belts, serpentine belts, wheel hubs, wheel bearings. Manual transmission gears, synchronizer rings and bearings, automatic transmission parts, clutches and bearings and gears. heater fans, heater control switches, lighting control switches like headlight switches, light bulbs, electric window motors, you know, raise and lower your windows and your doors of your car, fuses, relays, fuel pumps, oil filters, gasoline filters, voltage regulators, alternators, the list goes on and on and on and on, starters. That's where the replacement parts for your car, when you have it fixed by that guy or that shop, chances are those parts are coming from China to fix your car, to replace the General Motors brand, the AC Delco brand, the Ford brand, the Chrysler brand, the brand that used to be in your car that might have had USA content. The replacement part comes from China. And the capacity of that part is less. So if it's a starter, it doesn't have as much torque. If it's a bearing, it might not have as many rollers or balls in a ball bearing assembly. Whatever it is, it's less than it used to be when it came on your car originally. If your car is, let's say, 2004 or older, we're doomed. We are absolutely doomed. And if you look at the crushes in the side panels of cars, like quarter panels, and you look at the wrinkling of it, you got to say to yourself, how is it possible to wrinkle that piece of metal like that? How is that possible? The only thing that wrinkles like that is aluminum foil. Mark my words. We are absolutely doomed, and we cannot pull out of this because of the corporate greed. Because we have companies like Target saying, we think it's more important for our shareholders to grow, 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 and sell more stuff than it is important for us to maintain morals. Selling is important. Profit margin is important. Quality is not as important. Morals is not as important. These companies are willing to indoctrinate your children into perversion because of greed for profits. How much money does Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Bill Gates and the CEOs of these corporations, how much do they need? They can't say grace over what they've got already, and they want more at your expense. They are selling you out. I say vote with your wallet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, we got way off on a tangent today, but, you know, Herman wants me to detach. Dr. Sheely wants me to detach. And Dr. Sergey wants me to detach. In light of the things that we've talked about in class, it's impossible. It's impossible because I'm watching. I am watching everything that I've worked for go down the drain. I'm watching it. And it's getting worse every minute. And there's so many people who subscribe to this ilk, this degenerate behavior. And people say, well, you know, if they do it in their bedroom, it's okay. Well, it's infected everything. It's infected
right.
Budweiser. It's infected Ford. It's infected the churches. It's infected North Face. It's infected Target. It's infected everything. And if you think about it, have you bought a dog or a cat collar lately that was made in the United States? I know there are a few companies. Pretty much everything we buy is made someplace else. Pretty much everything. Try to buy a yellow pencil. A yellow pencil with an eraser. With an eraser that actually works without smudging the paper. Try to buy a yellow number 2 pencil where the lead is smooth. Try to do that. It's impossible. They come from China and they're absolute junk. I bought a gross of Dixon pencils and they have the yellow eraser. They're number 2, and you go to use the eraser, and the eraser breaks off the sleeve that holds the eraser in. Have you ever seen that with an American-made pencil? Has that ever happened to you? Not likely.
No. You know, Vince, I had one other thing here I was going to share with you, just more of an example. You know the push behind weed whackers, the bigger, heavy-duty ones? Well, my neighbor has one. And all of a sudden, this thing just seized up, and it's only about 2.5 years old. And it looks like brand spanking new, but it wouldn't even turn the weed whacker part of it. So I tore it apart and looked underneath there, and there's two bearings, Now, you got to realize this is down where all the dust and dirt and rocks and everything is being thrown around, right? Where this thing's cutting, all the weeds and grass and everything. And I tore it apart down there, and it's got two little plastic bushings with bearings in them. Now, these are roller bearings on one of them, and they were seized up. And so I took the bearing off, and do you know what it had, Vince? It had a tiny little plastic cover over those bearings to try, and it didn't even completely cover the bearings. This little bearing was the dust and dirt and all of that stuff could just go with about a 32nd of an inch gap, could get right, all of the dirt could get right in there to the bearings. They're designed to fail. And that's just a microcosm of everything that China makes. Everything is that way. And of course, it's a Chinese bearing. And of course, it costs $22 to get it replaced. It's just that we are, folks, prepare to be able to weather this storm that's coming. And I know normalcy bias is a hard thing mentally to overcome. And it's hard to do it when you're the only one doing it. And you start feeling like good grief. You know, I think I'm crazy. All my friends are going out here on vacations and they're spending money on boats and fancy cars and all of these crazy things. I got another one for you, Vince. A friend of ours just bought a Acadia, not brand new, but it was about 8 or 9 years old, this Buick Arcadia. Anyway, so they bent the rim. Nobody around here, they're 19-inch rims. They're specific to the Acadia and a couple of other models because the stud holes in the rims are small so that other rims might have the same bolt pattern, but the holes are too big. So these small little tiny studs, the rims only fit these particular models. Just crazy. So, and they can't even find them. Not one of the 5 wrecking yards around this area even had one rim that would fit it. Not one. I couldn't even believe it. It used to be you could get a 6-hole Chevy or an 8-hole Chevy and Ford and Dodge, and you knew that the Ford and Dodge was exactly the same as the Chevy, and the holes in the center for the hubs was a little bigger on the Ford and the Dodge, and they would fit the Chevys, but the Chevys wouldn't fit the Dodges because they had a smaller hole in for the hub. But, you know, those days are over, folks. So you better make sure you've got extra of whatever you need. And if you my new rule is 3-to-1.
Yeah, yeah. And if you look at those sideways mounted engines in those newer American SUVs, it's impossible to change the transmission filter. So the transmission is, once it goes bad, you have to yank the engine out, take the hood off, take the air conditioning system, move it out of the way. It's a huge job. Didn't used to be. And that particular vehicle that you're talking about, it's like the engines wear out really fast. I wouldn't buy one. Sideways mounted engine in an American SUV, I would not touch. They're junk. Kyle, thank you so much for being with us.
You bet.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.